really, as a Rishon, we're bothered. It should say Elo. Elo Amar of Papa. Amar of Papa. V'item Rav Simi Barashi v'amri lo kidi. Reisha v'mitziv v'seifu mekach u'memkar. The Reisha of our mission of Shai Mochsin B'talis. So where he says, Z'ani mitzasiyah, that's a case of mitziyah. V'seifu v'mekach u'memkar. And the seifu, when he says kula shali, is a case of mekach u'memkar, where there is a confusion about who bought it from the mocher, the talis, utzricha. And we need both cases. The itana mitziyah, because if it said mitziyah, hava mina mitziyahu de rami rabbanon shvuah leha, because when it comes to the case of mitziyah, there the rabbanon give him a shvuah. Notice over here, the Gemara emphasized the shvuah. The rabbanon said that you have a shvuah, mishum de mayri va'amr chavroi la midi chaserba. Because at the end of the day, he says, you know what, he'll be more a heter even if he's not entitled to it, because I'm not causing the guy any loss. Ezel v'itfis, v'spalik ba'adei, and then I'll grab it and I'll at least get half. Because at the end of the day, he's not losing money from it. Avol mekach u'memkar, when it comes to mekach u'memkar, delekel ameimar hachi, you can't say such a thing. Eimaloi. So then we would say, in that case, it would be different. So Mirza Hashem today, what we're going to do is discuss, as Rav Yoel Shlita started yesterday, he asked beautifully the Talmidim, what exactly does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Eima Loi? What exactly is that Hava mean? Now we learned, we learned Rashi, we learned Tosvos, and today we're going to see the Rajba, but I'm going to point out to you that there's a lot that we missed in the Rashi itself that I learned from the Talmidim, Talmid Yosef Mikula. So what we're going to focus on today is we're really going to come back to the Rashi as well. So with the parish that we did best so far, ironically, was the parish of Tosos. According to Tosos, what is the Eimalo? We're going to read over again the Tosis inside a little bit quickly, and we're going to be masbir, what is the Hava mean? In other words, what we're going to try to understand, according to every pshat, is the Hava mean and the Maskanas HaGemara. We're going to try to figure out, the marker fell apart. The Hava mean and the Maskanas HaGemara. Exactly what is the Hava mean and the Maskanas? So first, let's take a look at Tosos, and this you summarized with Rav Yoel already. Let's take a look at Tosos. Itana Mitzia, Shekosh. Itana Mitzia, says Tosos, Mishum demori v'amer chavroi la midi chaser, l'kach tofes, afa gav shi yodeya shechavero matzo. V'ramu rabbonan shvua le kidei shi yifrash. Now those words of Tosos are extremely, extremely important. Ramu Rabbanan Shvuala, the Rabbanan put a Shvu on him, Kedev Shi Yifrash, in order that he should back down. Avol Mekach Umemkar Deleka Lememer Hachi, Shim Yodea Shechavero Kana, Lo Havi Tafas. Umiditafis Basavar Shalohu. Vinisratza Amocher, Kedemasik Likamon. When it comes to Mekach Umemkar, so then the Nakit Zimi Tarvayu, Eima Lo Yishava. Dimishum shvua lo yifrosh, sharei svaruhu lo mar emes. So according to Tosos, let's even spell it out even more detail. The hava mina is that when it comes to mekach u'memkar, there will be no shvua, ain shvua. You know what? Let's even put this. This is l'kulei alma. And that is ain shvua b'mekach u'memkar. Why would we say ain't shvuah b'mekach u'memkar? Because he's going to be moraheter. He's moraheter. And once the fellow is moraheter, so then, and this will write even bigger, lo yifrosh.
Anybody have
it's not erasable, is that what's going on?
This
is a permanent marker. Yeah, I don't think this is the right one. Okay, let's try. Let's see. No. Okay. So lo, in such a case, lo yifrosh. He's not going to be lo yifrosh. He's not going to be porish. Hamash Malan, we're going to have to explain the Maskana. All right? So according to Tosos, the Hava Mina is that the fellow is not going to be, the fellow is not going to be Parish. Why? This is critical, because he's Moira Heter. The fellow is Moira Heter, hence he's not going to be Parish. Now once Tosos said that, Tosis comes, continues on, and he says the following. Now we know why it broke before. So Tosis says, "Veheicha shevadayena savur lomar emes, kigon de katan kol echad ania raktia sheechme entoin sheker b'mezid, o kigon shnayim adukim mishtar de lekaman hasam, pshita diachloku b'shvua, ta'idei shvua vada yifrosh, dechosher amemona." So here, Tosas picks a bone with Rashi. That we have, and we spend more time on this on Wednesday, and we're going to, or Tuesday, and we're going to discuss this in future as well, but we're not going to focus on that too much right now, but just to, for those who are joining us during their Bein HaZman, and we'll just spell out the very, very important machlokas. Rashi on the bottom of Beis Amin Aleph says, if each one of them says, Ani Araktia, which means that one of them is for sure lying. So that where there's a vadai ramai, Rashi on the bottom of Beis Amin Aleph says that in such a case you don't say yachloku. You'll never say yachloku according to Rashi where there's a vadai ramai. Now Tosfos over here brings up his position, and we emphasize that Tosfos brings it up dafka over here, that Tosfos holds, no, that by when it comes to ani araktia, there will also be yachloku with a shvua. Because according to Tosfos, what is the Shakalataria of the Gemara? The Shakalataria of the Gemara is when it comes to a case of Mekach Umemkar, there he's Sover Hu Lo Maremes, he thinks he's telling the truth, the fellow by Mekach Umemkar, because there it's possible that in such a case that he believes he was the one who bought it first. That certainly, nevertheless, he swears, even though he's Mora Heter. According to Tosfos, what is the Shaklavataya of the Gemara? The Hava Mina is that only in a case of where the Shvua is going to wake him up to the fact that he's a Ganef. The Shvua is there to cause him to be Parish. The Shvua is there, according to Tosfos, to cause him to be Parish. But where in a case he's more a Heter for himself, so then I would have a Hava Mina. I would have a Hava Mina that in such a case, he does not get a Shvua, because what's the Shvua going to do? The Shvua is not going to help in terms of him being Parish, because he's more a Heter. Okay? So according to Tosfos, what we want to emphasize over here, in the Hava Mina of the Gemara, is Shvua is Kadesh Yifrosh. So says Tosfos, if that's so then Vadai Ramai is the ideal case for us to have the halacha of Yachloku with a Shua. Because there, the guy knows he's lying. He's not going to be Mora Heter. So then in such a case, the guy should get a Shua and Bichole. And that is going to be even, of course, in the Maskanas HaGemara. And of course, therefore, Tosa says it's a davar pashut that by ani araktia, even though he's a vadei ramai, you're going to say yachloku with a shvua. Where does Tosa get this from? That's why Tosas brings it up over here. On Tuesday, we discuss why does Rashi say it there, and Tosa says it over here because now it follows. Because according to Tosas, the only time we would not say yachloku with a shvua is a case where a person's going to be more heter. The kamash malan, the chidush is that even though the guy is going to be more heter, still you say yachloku with a shvua. But certainly in the ideal case, is a shvua kadesh yifrosh that includes a vadai ramai. So Tosfos will add kolel vadai ramai. So that is just a review of what we saw last time within Shitas Tosfos. And Rav Yoel said, Kedarko Bekodesh said it beautifully. What exactly is the Gemara saying when the Gemara says, Eim Alo? What exactly is the Emelo? So the Hava Amina is that when you're Mora Heter, so then in such a case there's going to be no reason to make a Shvua, because in such a case he was Mora Heter for himself. Kamash Malon, that over here it's different. Now according to Tosis, what is the Kamash Malon? Yisrael asked, what's the Kamash Malon according to Tosis? I'm sorry if I'm giving you credit, whoever it was who said that, that's a fair question. So Amir Tzashem, when we go through the Rajba, we're going to see the Rajba is going to address that slightly. But right now, Tosis doesn't tell us exactly what the Maskan is, what the Kamash Malon is going to be according to Tosis. All right. What we're going to do today, Amir Tzashem, is try to see the Pshat of the Rajba. And we're going to see the Rajba Bidas Rashi, as well as the Rajba himself. That's our goal, Be'ezer Hashem, today. Try to see the Rajba Bidas Rashi, Rajba himself. But before we do all of that, I want to take a look at Rashi himself. And I was the first to admit on Tuesday that I ran through the Rashis in terms of the Mora Heter part, exactly what was going on. I told you, let's discuss it in the afternoon. And then, in the end, some of the Talmidim came back this morning and started asking kashas, and they asked some great kashas within Rashi. And so I want to, this is how we learn. The way we learn is, emes me'aretz titzmach. You learn with the, this is a Masaira that we have from Reb Chaim, that you learn with, you also connect what the Rebbe is thinking to discuss, also with what's bothering the Talmidim. So I want to share with you some things that the Talmidim asked that I never really, really was omeid. And then I saw there are some beautiful pshatim, and it could be, it's going to very much relate to what Rav Yoel and I were thinking, Bidas Rashi in general. So let's read Rashi much more carefully than we read Rashi last time. Okay, so Rashi says, Demorav Omar, I know I didn't do the other Tzrichasa, but we'll get there. Demorav Omar, Rashi says, Mora Heter La'atzmo, Lechos Bo Below Mishpat. So Rav Yoel raised the issue, what does Rashi mean, Below Mishpat? But the fellow is more likely to be Mora Heter. Why? Because La Midi Chasar Eino Mafsid Klum Bechinam Balo. It came to the guy Bechinam Va'af Belo Toreach, and even without Tircham. And maybe in Yavim, one of the Talmidim asked very well that the Gemara later on doesn't consider Tircha as being critical. In the second Srichasa, Litrach Vilizvan, Va'mev in Yavim. Okay. It's a nice kasha. I don't have an answer to that. Okay, so the Hava Amina is, he's more of a heter. Lechos below mishpat. Avol mekach u'memkar deleko lememer hachi. Emelo. Now Rashi's bothered by a kasha. Wait a second. But this guy's also losing out. That this guy also put in money by mekach u'memkar. Va'afagav, says Rashi, sheze gamu nasan es hamos lemocher kiduk mina likamon denokit mitarvayu. The Gemara is going to say it by mekach u'memkar, that both of them gave money. Chad midayte v'chad bal karche. We're not going to explain now what does bal karche mean. One was with intention, one bal karche. U'kishiachloku yitol ze chetzi me'osa v'ze chetzi me'osa. And each one will take, divide the money. Afilu achi chisaren hu etzlo. Di lo avit sarich lo, lo avit mehader abasle mezavna. There is some type of chisaron. He's not going to have to go again to buy. Vizeh sheba lach lo kvalitei chetzidamim shelo kedin mechasro. He's realizing that he's causing this guy a tircha. So that's why, in such a case, he's less likely to be Mora Heter. Notice, one of the Talmidim pointed out, the Rashi over here says that the case is Chad Midaite V'Chad Bal Karche. That was the case of Mekach U'Memkar. Continue on. Back into the Gemara. V'i Tana Mekach U'Memkar. And if our Mishnah would only have the case of Mekach U'Memkar, who the Rami Rabban and Shvuleh Mishum the Mayri Vamer Chavroi Dami Kiyav Vanot Dami Kaya Hivna. My friend gave money, and I gave money. Now, what exactly is the case of giving money? We'll see in a moment in Rashi. Hashta the tzricha ledidi ashkelo ana. Why should I go be a matriach? V'chavroi leiz litrich Lisbon. He'll go and look for it. I gave money. Avo mitzia de lekalem emer hachi emalo tzricha. So Rashi says, the guy is going to be more heter. Why should this guy get before me? Gemara says, why should this guy get before me? Says Rashi, Dami ka yehivna, Damim ani rotze liten. So one of the Talmidim noticed that Rashi really changes entirely from the Lashon HaGemara. How would you translate Dami ka yehivna? Yes, Daniel?
I also
gave money. But Rashi here learns, so Joe and Josh noticed this, that Rashi learns, Damim ani rotze liten, that I want to give money. That's interesting in of itself, that I want to give money. Avo mitzia deleko lemeimar, chavra yelech v'yimtza acheres, zevadai mechos ramaban. When it comes to a mitzia, he's going to end up not getting this mitzia. But when it comes to buying a talis, he'll go to another purchaser. That was question number one that they asked. Question number two that they asked, what does Rashi mean when he says, Damim ani rotze liten? Question number two you could ask is that Rashi's saying, ani rotze liten. I want to give. Is mashma that he didn't give it yet? So what's going on? Those are two tzarachim in Rashi. Let's put those two tzarachim on the side. And now let's learn the Rashba and the Shaka V'Tayyar, Rashba B'das Rashi, and the Rashba himself. Okay? And we'll come back, B'li Neder, to these tzarachim. So we saw the way Tosis learned, the Hava Amina of the Gemara, and the Maskana is that we don't care for some level of whether he's going to be more a heter. Still, you'll give a shvua, despite the fact that the goal of the shvua is to get him to be poresh. What exactly is the maskana aside tomorrow? We'll get to Bezer Hashem. And now let's see, as Rav Yoel Shlita pointed out, the Rashba jumps right away in and gives us what he thinks is pshat in Rashi. And of course, what emerges is going to be Rashi v'tosis l'shitasam on ani araktia. Now the Rashba doesn't give us lamdus l'shitasam. That we already suggested a possibility on Tuesday. But the Rashba gives us the pshat. What he believes is the pshat machlekes in Rashi v'tosis. So let's take a look. Itonim etziya hava amina metziyu d'ram rabban shvula. Perush. D'lo amrinan d'chosh ramamona. Umigu d'chosh ramamona. Choshed nami ashruasa. The Rashba's starting point, and we know right away that the Rashba's going to say that he's talking to Das Rashi. So we're not going to wait for any surprises, and we're just going to know this right away, that the Rashba's talking to Das Rashi. That he says, then the Hava Mina, we would say, Itana Metzia Hava Mina Metzia Uderan Rabban and Shvua Leha, because he's Mora Heter. So since he's Mora Heter, can anybody explain to me what Rashba is saying in Pshat? Since he's Mora Heter, then this has everything to do with Migu de Choshen Amimona Chosh Ashwasa. What's the Rashba saying in Pshat in Rashi, in the Hava Amina of the Gemara? Yes, Yisrael?
The only way we are concerned that someone's going to make a false Shvua is in the first place he's lying on life. Not really lying.
Very good. So by, in a case, let's now go in the first Shrichasa, in the case of when it comes to the Talis, he's Mora Heter by Metzia, because he thinks, Lamidi Chasar. So says the Rashba, therefore we can have him make a Shvua, because we don't say, in that case, Migu Dechasha Mimona, Chasher Ashvuasa, there's no room to say, Migu de Chasha Mimona, Chasher Ashvuasa. In other words, generally we would say migu dechashed amamona, chashed nami ashvuasa. That's what we would say in general. However, over here we're not going to say migu dechashed amamona. There's no reason to passel him from making the shvuah. There's no reason to passel him making the shvuah. Why? Because migu dechashed amamona, chashed ashvuasa doesn't apply. B'more heter. Lo amrinan. Let's just do the abbreviations. Migu, dechashid amamona, chashid ashvuasa. We don't say that. So really, according to Rashi, the Rajba learns migu dechashid amamona, chashid ashvuasa. And therefore, if you're chashid to be a liar, then you won't be able to do something in Shnai Mochs and Metalis. At least the Shvua you won't be able to do. However, since he's Mora Heter, then he's not Choshen Amamona. He's not a Ganif. He doesn't think he's stealing. And therefore, there's no reason to say that he's Choshen Shvuasa. What's the Maskonis HaGemara? Let's continue on. Kamash Malon Da'af B'mekach U'memkar Mori V'omar. Let's go with that part of the Rashba. Well, that might be totally in the two Rashis as well. Let's go to the first part. The Rashba says the Maskani is very simple. The Maskani is that both of them gave money. He's Mora Heter, Gam B'mekach U'memkar. Mora Heter, Gam B'mekach U'memkar. That's a teretz, which comes out, stand up, you the tzaddikul, which comes out what? Which comes out that according to Rashi, the maskanas hagemara is what? The maskanas hagemara is migu dechasha mamona chashid ashvuasa. The only thing is that both by metzia and by mekach u'memkar, he's not going to be chashid ashvuasa. Why by mekach u'memkar? Because both of them gave the money at the same time. Inami bomer litein, or he says, I am going to give. I'm just as entitled to this. He and I were talking about the deal beforehand. The fact that Shimon gave before me, Reuven says, doesn't matter. He's more a heter. Of course, now let's spell out the obvious. What then becomes the machlokis between Tosvos and the Rajbo Bedas Rashi? What's the Yisoda machlokis? What's the machlokis? Yes, Yisrael? Yeah, punchline, what's the... No, even in the Maskana it could be. No, the Chura Rashi and Tosas Lefi, the Rajba, are starting from two totally different points, both in the Avamina and in the Maskana. Go ahead, what?
That, according to Rashi, it's that in the Avamina he thinks that he knows it's the other guys, but he's lying about money. Whereas Tosas says that he thinks it's his, that he really does believe it's his.
There's something more overarching. What you're saying is true. Yes, Moshe? Beautiful. Let's see it in the words of Tosas. Read in the words of Tosas. Tosas concluded, Dal yedei shvua vada yifrosh. A shvua is there to discourage a liar. Dechoshed amamona, lo chosha shvuasa. Just because someone is choshed to be a liar for money, he's not going to be choshed ashvuasa. And the Hava Amina was almost the exact opposite, according to Tosos. That the whole point of the Shvua is not for a Mora Heter. The whole point for the Shvua is to cause somebody who knows he's lying to say, wait a second. You know what? We said, we elaborated before Rosh Hashanah and now Kavul Chomer during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that some people, when it comes to certain things, they're very from. But then there are other things that are probably at the core of being Ovid Hashem that they're not so frum about. So when you're bringing out a Sefer Torah, there are a lot of people that when the Sefer Torah is out, then they're very frum. But Chazal say that if you stand up for a Sefer Torah, so Kal v'chomer, you stand up for someone who lives a life of the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara describes there are so many people who stand up when the Sefer Torah comes into the room, but they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham who's a higher Madrega than a Sefer Torah. Rav Soloveitchik in his shiurim used to, based on this Gemara and other Ma'amari Chazal, used to describe that a Yid is nimshal to a Sefer Torah. Every Jew in his pure neshama, that's what we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah, the neshama shebo, that every Jew is himself is a Sefer Torah. So they're very makbid. People are very makbid when they pull out the Sefer Torah for a shvua, so then they're going to be porish. But when it comes to Gneva and Maso Matam Ben Adam L'Chavero, so then they're not so from. So that's the starting point of Tosis. Migu D'Chosh Amona, just because they're Chosh Amona, but we'll still give them a shvua. And that's the whole motivation of Shnayim Ochsin B'Talis. Kadesh Yifrosh, in order the fellow should be porish, even when he's a ganif. And the Kamash Malon, according to Tosos, is something along these lines that nevertheless, we still are going to give it a guy a shvua. And therefore, Tosos develops. When it comes to Avadei Ramei, that's the ideal case to give him a shvua. That's the ideal case to give him a shvua. Because the Avadei Ramei knows that he doesn't respect his fellow man, and he spits at him in the face, he steals from him. But at the end of the day, when it comes to Frumkeit, there he's going to be spooked out. Now, the truth is, we said that if you want to learn how to make it a haunted house, learn the Gemara in Shavuos about how they used to spook the guys out before they would make a Shavuot. So it's built into the system to spook people out. It's an amazing Gemara over there in Shavuos. So there, Migu D'Chash Amona Lo Chash HaShavuos, it says to us. And the Shavuot is there, so he'll be Parish. In contrast to what the Rajba is saying, B'das Rashi. The Rajba says the starting point B'das Rashi is Migu D'Choshed HaMamona Choshed HaShavuos. So what's the Hava Mina and the Maskana of the Gemara? So let's look back again according to the Rajba. Mekach HaMemkar Hava Mina Lo Nirmir HaShavua Deleka Hora. So when it comes to Mekach UMemkar, he's not being Mora Heter. So in a case of where you're Mora Heter for yourself, so then in such a case, the guy doesn't even believe that he's stealing money. So then in such a case, we can give him a shua. Because when do we say, Migu D'Chasha Amamona? That's a person who knows that he's stealing. What happens if a person doesn't realize it? This was a very confusing case. Shnayim Ochsin B'Talis, it's not clear. We're going to see later on in the Gemara, some Rishonim are going to say both of them gave the money at the same time. So then in such a case, the guy doesn't look at himself as a crook. So then you don't assume Rashi disagrees with Tosis. And Rashi says that a guy who's going to lie to his friend, who's going to steal from his friend, is going to lie in a shvua. But over here he doesn't think he's lying, he thinks he's right. Migu D'Chasha Amamona, Chashin HaShavuasa. But if he's lo chasha amamona, he's lo chasha HaShavuasa. And the only time you're going to make a shvua is when? Is in a case of where the guy's not chasha amamona. So the Hava Mina is almost the exact opposite. The Rajba B'das Rashi tells us. The Hava Mina is that the guy is going to be Mora Heter, and in a case of when he's Mora Heter, then he makes a shvua. Kamash Malot, Af Mekach HaMemkar Mora Heter. The Chiddush is that even by Mekach HaMemkar, he's also Mora Heter. This is the basic pshat, according to Rajba B'das Rashi. Now the Rajba is going to go to town on this. The Rajba is going to find this pshat of Rashi extremely, extremely difficult. Very, very difficult. But this is the way the Rajba learns B'das Rashi. So it's an interesting pshat. It's my kotz ala kotz. Rashi and Tosis end up in different worlds. Now, ultimately, the Rajba quotes Tosis' pshat, and then he gives his own pshat. Now, of course, according to this pshat of the Rajba, as the Rajba himself goes on to explain, let's continue on the Rajba. V'itana mekachu memkar, hava mina mekachu memkar with the Ramu Rabban Shvula. Mishum de Mori Amar. So according to this pshat, the only time you're going to say you make a shvua is when the guy's Mora Heter. Continues the Rajba, and now he finishes off the obvious. And he gives us even more meat, maybe not the lumdus, but the structure, at least the way the Rajba understood the structure of the Machlokis Rashi and Tosus. Avo zelmer aniyaraktiya, avo zelmer aniyaraktiya, vada ikaramai, then yehemuna chachi elo elyos, hu shita so sherashi. So now, according to Rashi, the shita of ani araktia emerges from the shaklavatari of the Gemara. Because the only time you're going to say that you make a shvuah is when the guy's more a heter. But when it comes to ani araktia, there one of them is for sure lying. So then in such a case, then you can't have yachlokum shvuah. So what do you do? Munachat she love Eliyahu. So that's just what emerges in basic pshat in the Rajba, Bidas, Rashi, and Tosis. Okay. Umiyu, skip a few lines. Now I want to go through the Rajba a little bit quickly because I do believe in covering ground. And of course, I want the Talmidim Taharav on the Rajba. But this is the basic Yisod, the Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis. And you know that I believe that the most important thing is to know the Gemara Rashi Tosfos called. And to see how the Rajba learned Rashi, see how Tosis read the Gemara, that's our avoda. To know Gemara Rashi Tosis called, and when there's an important shita, so then you do the important shita in the Rishonim. So far was the Rajba being masbid at Machlokis. However, the Rajba has a few kashas. Umiyu tamili. Afilu im tim tzalomer demasnisan dafka beleka vade ramai. Hishnuya. That our case is talking about where there is no vaday, rabbi. Mi is kikul rashi the farish to be the ik of vaday rabbi, yehe munachat sheyavo aliyah. So Rashi's shita now is that when you have a vaday rabbi, yehe munach. And that's based on the pshat. Says the Rajba, I accept that. Adarabba. But why say yehe munachat sheyavo aliyah? The exact opposite. Havalon lemeimar yachloku below shvua. What's the problem over here? The problem is that when it comes to a vaday rabbi, migu dechosh amamon dechosh ashvuasa. So if that's so, says the Rajba, the Seder, migu dechosh amamon dechosh ashvuasa. So what would that equal if you do the math? Yachloku below shvua. That's what comes out. Adraba havalon meimar yachloku below shvua. K'dimash beperiches kesabatim. And he asks from a Gemara in Bava Basra. Now, I'm going to see with supply and demand, I would love to harv over the Rajba's Kasha from Bava Basra. But first, let's just see what we have over here in terms of the Minei Ubei, just to review to have everything clear. The Rajba says, I don't understand, according to Rashi, I accept everything. But why does that equal Yehemunachat Sheyavo Eliyahu? Maybe then Duch Yachloku below Shmua. And the Rajba is going to quote a Gemara in Bava Basra. How many of you worked on that Gemara? Raise your hands. Okay, so now see my radar was right. There's no mitzvah to say shir on a Gemara in Bava Basra if you didn't look up the Gemara in Bava Basra. But saying no more, it's fine. There were a lot of other things in my class that wasn't what I want to focus on anyhow in shir right now. Just to know this cash in Svara, he says you say Yachloku below Shvua. Maybe tomorrow we'll go over Mir Tzashem that kasha from Bava Basra. That's one kasha that he asks. And he tries to defend it. Then the Rajba continues on with a new paragraph, Avol fi mashek asafti. Josh, you mind if you let me do the driving for a little bit more? Avol fi mashek asafti. Everybody have it? Avol fi mashek asafti b'mishnasenu. Do divrei Rabbeinu Chananel masnis nafil bevadei ramai. The opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel is our Mishnah is talking about a case even where there's a vadei ramai. Hacha hachi pirusha. Oh, so according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we see Beferish not that way. Now, who is Rabbeinu Chananel? Let me give you a hint. Rabbeinu Chananel is basically the Tosfos that we were amel on for a week, which says that Shnayim Oksim Betalis, there's Anan Sadi Demayde Tovis Hai Dideu, Anan Sadi Demayde Tovis Hai Dideu. Tosfos and Dibra Maschul V'Yachlok. And you'll see the Shtikl Torah that we said on Tuesday is going to fit in beautifully according to the Rajba. If you weren't with us for that Tosis, you could still follow it. Everything nevertheless. Rabbeinu Chananel Shita is like the Bali Tosis that say that even when there's a Vaday Rama, you say Yachlok. So how is he going to read the Gemara? Hacha, hachi pirusha. And what are we going to see now? We're going to see the Rajba go back to Shitas Tosfos before he's going to give his own Shita. Of course, that Nava, the Rajba, is first. He learns up Rashi well. Then he learns up Tesis well. And then, when he has another tradition from his Rabbeim, by the way, notice, here it's even his Rabbeim. The Rajba didn't learn by Rashi and Balei Tosfos. Nevertheless, the Rajba first starts with the approach of the Rashi and the Balei Tosfos. Aval fima shekasam mishnasenu, til divrei rachanenu, masnis nafil biko v'adirama, hoch hochi perusha. Itana metziah, hava mina metziah, udirama rabban shvu aleha, mishum di ikol meimar de mori v'omar. Aval mekach u'memkar leko ro'alo. As we were masbir, the Balei tells us learn the exact opposite. So the Havamina of the Gemara is that only when the guy is Mora Heter, because the Shvua is the Er Kadeshi Yifrosh. And therefore Rabbeinu Chananel is going to learn because he holds by Vaday Rama you also say Yachloku Bishvua. Because he holds Migu Dechash Amamona Lo Chash Rashvuasa, like we saw from Tesis above. So therefore he's going to learn in the Pshat of the Gemara entirely differently. He's going to learn that in the Hava Mina, we would say that only when it comes to a case of Mora Heter, then he realizes that he's lying. So then the Shvuah is there, Kadesh Yifrosh. Kamash Milan, no, that's not what the Shvuah is there for. Kamash Milan, well, what exactly is a Kamash Milan? Kamash Milan, afilu achi achloku b'shvuah. Nevertheless, you still do it b'shvuah. Why? Why? So the Rajba, skipping a few lines, the Rajba says, right before Vahashtanicha, Mishum, demigu chosha amamona, choshet ashwasa lo amrinan. The kufa, the shakla v'tariya of the Gemara is, that in the Hava Amina, I would say only where is Moira Heter. There he's going to make a Shvua. Kamash Malan, no. We say Migu Dechash Amamona, lo chashet ashwasa. And in such a case, there, in either case, whether he's Chashan Amamona, whether he's not Chashan Amamona, in such a case, we have a Shvua. We have a Shvua. Because somehow, whether he's Mora Heter or not, at the end of the day, the Shvua might help to get him to admit. Or else, another pshat of Abaye and Afavamanaf that we're going to get to later on. Don't worry about Abaye. If anybody's working on it, please come over and we'll discuss it then. Oh, wait. I said something incorrect. Wait a second. One thing I said was incorrect. This is the Rajba. This is the Rajba now learning Bedas Rabbeinu Chananel. I connected it to Aratosis, erase that. Lav Dafka Aratosis. Let's start again. Let me read the Rajba again. Erase that part, Bedas Aratosis. The Rajba, everything we said was correct, but let me just... But it's not Bedas the Balei Tosfos. It's Bedas Rabbeinu Chananel on Beis Amanaf, not our Tosfos on the top of Beis Amanaf. And the Rajba again, let's do it again. Aval afi mashik asafti mishnasenu. Dil divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, masnisen afil bediko vadei rama. He says that our Mishnah is talking about in a case of where there's a vadei rama. Again, Rabbeinu Chananel says that once there's Tofsin, then you're yachloku whether there's a vadei ramai or not. Hacha hachi pirusha. And therefore the shakalitari of the Gemara goes like this. Itana mitziya, if we would have only said mitziya, hava mina mitziya hu de rabban and shvola, mishum de ikal meimar de mori v'omar. When the guy is going to be mora heter, so then in such a case, we would say that there, the fellow makes a shvua. Avol mekach u'memkar deleka ora. But in a case of where the guy's not mora heter, lo. Let's not connect it to our tosis. Then in such a case, not. So how does the Rajba learn? So I realize I need to put it in the Havamina. Then I... Okay, so the Rajba learns what? That really, he says, the starting point is that Vaday Ramay is also Yachlok. And the Hava Amina of the Gemara, according to the Rajba, is what? That where the fellow is Mora Heter, then he makes a Shvuah. Mora Heter, Yeshvuah. And the Kamash Malan is that even Ein Mora Heter, Yeshvuah. And therefore, the Maskanas HaGemara is going to be consistent with this idea of Vaday Ramay is Yachloku. That Vaday Ramay is Yachloku. And the Hava Amina of the Gemara was only in a case of where the fellow is Mora Heter. That's the Hava Amina of the Gemara. Kamash Malon, whether the guy's Mora Heter or not, he's Cholik with a Shvuah. So what will come out is the following. That the Gemara will be saying in the Maskanas HaGemara, Migu de Choshed HaMemona Lo Choshed HaShvuasa. In the Hava Mina, the Gemara would say maybe only in a case of where the guy is not Choshed HaMemona. Will he get a Shvua? Kamash Malon, then the case of where he's Matzdik as well, then you're going to get a Shvua. So let's just summarize what we have. According to Tosfos, the whole tafkid of the Shvua is Kedei Sheyifrosh. And therefore, we would have a Hava Amina in a case of, when it comes to Mekach u'Memkar, that there's no Shvua. Why? Because the whole point of the Shvua is Kedei Sheyifrosh. So Mekach u'Memkar, where he's more a Heter, so in such a case, then he would not have a Shvua. Kamash Malon, this maskon is a little bit unclear, but Kamash Malon, the chiddush is that nevertheless, he still makes a shvuah in both cases. What then comes out, according to the maskon, I'll leave it to Tosos, is Migu, the choshed amamona, lo, choshed ashvuah. According to the Rajbo Vidas Rashi, in the case of his Mora Heter, so then in such a case, you don't have to say, Migu d'chash amona chash ha-shvuasa, and only in that case you make a shvuah. Kamash Malon in the maskana, that he's more heter, even by mekach u'memkar, hence you make a shvuah. While according to the Rajba, what emerges is that only in the case in the Hamamin of the Gemara, he's more heter, and only in that case you make a shvuah. Kamash Malon, he's not going to, even in a case where he's not more heter, he makes a shvuah. Why? Because Migu de Chasha Mamona, lo Chasha Dashvuasa. So what comes out is that both according to the Rajba, as well as the Shita of Tosos, what emerges is Migu de Chasha Mamona, lo Chasha Dashvuasa. Rashi seems to be saying Migu de Chasha Mamona, Chasha Dashvuasa. What is the machlokis between the Rajba and the Bali Tosfos? The Rajba goes on. V'hashta nicha. Now, says the Rajba, my pshat is going to work out better than the Bali Tosfos. Hadi banon the kamon. Ki me'achar shezet tofes v'omeid, v'zet tofes v'omeid, shvua zu lama, or lama. Mishum d'adayin lo isparish, time of the shvua lama. According to my pshat, says the Rajba, the maskanas hagemara is lo choshed ashvuasa. According to Tosfos, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara is saying that you're going to get a shvua in order the fellow should be porish, in order that the fellow should be intimidated from lying. If that would be so, that only the Gemara reveals later on the afhei on the base. The Gemara asks on the Afei Mebeis, V'chimei Achar Shezet Tofus V'omeid. V'zet Tofus V'omeid, Shvua Zu Lama, Mishum Da'adayin Lo Esparish, Taimed Shvua Lama. We don't know the reason for a Shvua. The Havalon Lameimer Yachloku below Shvua. The Havamin of the Gemara is, why do you make a Shvua? Just do Yachloku without a Shvua. Avalafi HaPerish HaRishon. But according to Tosus's Pshat, that what? That the Shvua is Kadesh Yifrosh. And that you say Yifrosh, even in the case Amigu de Chashamon Elo Chashav HaShvuasa. May Kami Boiluhu. What is the Gemara Shaila? Ha Omar Bar Rav Papa. Rav Papa already taught us. Taima Mishum Demor Hetel and Avshay. He already taught us the idea that he's going to be more hetter for himself. And that is the reason you make a shvua, in order he should be moda. That is one of the big reasons that the Rajva doesn't like Tosfos' pshat. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara here is being mechadish, that the point of the shvua is to get the guy to be poresh. That's what the Gemara is struggling with. Maybe only in a case of where the fellow knows he's a liar, so then he'll be Porish. But if he's Mora Heter, he would not be Porish. Kamash Malan, that you make a Shvua in all cases in order to get the guy to be Porish. By the way, this, I want to emphasize now in the Maskana. He's Gam Porish. He's even going to be Porish. B'Mora Heter. But the chidush of our Gemara is the shakla v'tarya of when the guy is going to be poresh and when the guy is not going to be poresh. And our Gemara says we get him to be poresh in both cases. That's how the Rajba understood Bedas Tosis. According to the Rajba, he agrees. Migu d'chasham monolo chashash v'asa. But what's the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara? The Gemara is being mechadesh that even if the guy is choshed on the mona, we'll still make him get a shvua. Not because of Porish. That the Gemara is going to tell us later on. But here the chiddush is, migu de chosh on the mona, lo chosh on shvuas. So the Rajba is similar to Tosos, but he has one reason that he changes pshat in the shak of Atarya, because he doesn't want to bring in this idea of kadesh yifrosh. Rashi shita, according to the Rajba, is that the Gemara says that when he's Mora Heter, so then in such a case, then we don't have the problem, Migu de Chashram Amona, Chashram Shvuasa, Kamash Malon, that even by Mekach Memkar, he'll also be Mora Heter. And even though we say, Migu de Chashram Amona, Chashram Shvuasa, nevertheless, by Mekach Memkar, he's also going to be Mora Heter. Vamevin Yavin, then in some, according to some Rishonim, the Gemara in the Maskana says, Mekach Umemkor, he's not going to be Mora Heter. And according to some in the Maskana, the guy is going to be Mora Heter. Okay. This is the Rajba, Tosfos, and the Rajba Bedas Rashi. Now I told you, two questions in Pshat and Rashi. Now, let's remind ourselves those two questions. We saw Bedas Rashi, that Rashi learns that in the first day of the Tzrichasa, there Rashi says, it was going to be Chad Midayte v'Chad Bal Korche. That's how Rashi learns. Chad Midayte v'Chad Bal Korche. In the first Tzrichasa. In the second Tzrichasa, Joe asked, Rashi says, Damim ani rotza litein, is mashma that he didn't give the Damim yet. So I was very taken aback. It was a gavalda gakasha, and I hadn't noticed it, but that's Rashi. So I saw there are two Rishonim that address in the Shita Mikubetzes, which we'll see. But I want to go a little backwards, because I want to give you guys a little bit of a picture over here. We'll come back to the Rishonim in a moment. I want to show you that the Nachas David also stops at this kasha. And Nachas David says something fascinating to Das Rashi. And I want you then to come back and think about Das Rashi according to Nachas David. And think about Das Rashi according to the Rashi. Let's take a look at the Nachas David. See it inside. So says in Achlas Dov, Rashi divar maskel donika yehivna. Dom mani rotza liten. Mashma, the first Rashi is mashma, da'ayri dinokit zuzi rak michat. That he took money only from one of them. I'm sorry, the second Rashi is mashma, he took from only one of them. Va'filu achi lo ave vade gazlan, and still will be more hefter, mishum da'amar, because he's going to say, ani eten lo domin bitzina. I'll give him money bitzina. It's a little bit hard to understand what exactly is his Mora Heter. But the guy says, maybe the guy's Mora Heter, he was talking already about buying it from him beforehand. Even though the guy, Shimon, already gave the money, he justifies and he had to know them. Uleomine, you see, Nachas Dov Mamish asks David's Joe's Kasha. Pirish Rashi, Avomeka Chumemkar, Dilekle Memer Hachi, Vafelgav Shigamze, Nasan Amos. Venirit, the Kavanas Rashi liyashev hatzrichasa. According to Rashi, says Nachas Dov brilliantly, and we're going to see Nachas Dov was mechaving to one of the Kadmonim, but Nachas Dov says it out even more explicitly. And you know, by us, Nachas Dov is a big hero. And I tell Talmidim all the time, I want you to learn like the Nachas Dov. First generation of Volozhin, Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Venirate kavanas rashi li yashev hatzrichasa, she yispare shapir bein ladas hamaksha. What's the Gemara go on to say? The Gemara asks, what's exactly the case of mekach memkar? Velech zeizuzi mimanoket. Let's ask the mocher. Who did he have the money, get the money from? Answers the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, he got one midaite, one bal karche. So the Rashba will tell us, what does it mean midaite or bal karche? But how does the Nachlas David explain? But before Nachlas David. So what's the shakavatari of the Gemara? Say, Nahava mina, the Gemara thought one person gave the money. The maskana, the Gemara explains that both gave the money. Says the Nachlas David beautifully, Bedas Rashi. Rashi wants to explain the Tzrichasa both according to the Hava Mina and according to the Maskal. Back inside. V'nira de kavanas Rashi liyashiv at Tzrichasa she yisparis shapir bein ladas hamaksha davisover dairi binokit zuzi michat ubein lefmiya maskana demukmina dairi binokit zuzi mitarvayu. And also according to Maskana that says that he took from both of them. Ulakach bereisha dekamar avol masu matan deleka ros heter hine lefi das hamaksha nicha lepshitus dekivan delo nokit rak michad vade leka ros heter kol kakmo b'mitzia rak dele maskana lechor lo nicha lakach yutzrach rashi lefarish vafel gav shegam zen no semos. Veratzalomer the gamle maskana nam ikol meimar the mas the mekachumemkar lek oras heter. In the maskana where he got money from both, so you need to explain that he's going to be more heter even when he got money from both of them. Kimo b'mitzia, then it's not going to be the same case of oras heter like mitzia. Ubeseifa the kamar di itana. Mekachumemkar, have a minute the Mekachumemkar Shaykh Horas had their Tfemi Bitsia. Ubaze ubehepich, till the Maskan and Ichon Kivan de Tarvayu, Yahavi Zuzi. Lakach Morav Omer. So Rabosai, Rashi needs to explain in a case of where both gave money, where he's going to be Morahetter. And a case where one gives money, that he's going to be Morahetter. So Rashi learns like this. Now back into the words of Rashi. Rashi learns, Domi kyo yohivna, domim ani rotze liten. In the Hava Amina of the Gemara, only one of them gave money. So Rashi says that he's going to be more heter, Ruvein is, even if he knows that Shimon gave money, because he wants to give money. So if he wants, that's enough. He's going to be more heter, domim ani rotze liten. And Rashi and Dibar Maschav will make a chumemkar. That's going lefi the maskanas hagemara, where both of them gave money. And there, why is he going to be more heter? He's going to be more heter that even though his was Baal Karche, we're going to see from the Rashba, it's not so obvious to him that it's Baal Karche. So he's going to be more heter that even though his was Baal Karche. Hence Rashi mentions both cases. And now we answer the first question as well. Why it says Ani Rotze Liteng. Rashi changes the simple translation of the Gemara. Dami Kliyevna, I want to give money, but not that I already gave money. Okay. So according to the Nachlas David, the Shrichas of the Gemara is explaining both stages of, in both cases, why he's going to be more ahead. Now I want to show you that the Nachlas David, without realizing it, was mechavin to the Gilyon and the Shita Mekubetzes. The Gilyon and the Shita Mekubetzes says it's Beferish. And you take a look, he quotes a Rush that also was bothered by Job's Kasha, and he gives a different shot. But let's take a look at Shita Mekubetzes. I'm really late. Ube Gilyon Kosov is Elishono. Avol Mekach Memkar Delek Lememar Hachi. Pirish Rashi. Afal Bi Shagam Zen Nasa Mos. Kidamuki Lekamon. Pirish Kane. Why did Rashi say this? Deleka Kidei, excuse me, Liyashev Gam Lefia Emes. That's going to be the Maskana, where both gave money. Vishum Piresh, and then he says, V'itana Mekachu Memkar, Hava Mina Mishum Demoiri V'omer Demoi Koyo Ivna, U'Piresh Rashi, Domim Ani Rotze Liteng. Piresh Kane, Kidei Liyashev Atzrichusa Gam Lefia Salka Daitan. The Gilyon is right after the Ritvot. Os Yud Beis, in my edition. You don't have Osios. But the Gilyon, it's the 12th piece onto Beis and Beis. Then he says that the Vart over here is that he says in the second Rashi, I want to give money because in the Hava Amina of the Gemara, only one of them gave money. Okay. Im Kainim Advarim. So now I ask the following question. Is Rashi's Chiddush in our Sugya? Is Rashi's Chiddush a Chiddush in Migu Dechasha Mamona Chasha Ashwasa? The Rishonim go to town on Rashi. The Rishonim go to town, the Rishonim say, how could Rashi say Migu Dechasha Mamona Chasha Ashwasa? Points out Rav Yolo Shlita, did Rashi ever say that he's more heter because of the chash of migud chasha and mona chasha shuasa? Did Rashi ever say that? Rashi never said that. Is it possible that Rashi's agenda is a totally different agenda? Not at all what the Rashba is saying. I want the Talmidim to fight about this. Now, I know I did more than usual today. I guess it's because I haven't said Shir in 5 days. And there was and we've been sitting on this Rashba for a long time. So I want you to review the Rashba, review the three Shitas, and maybe because of Joe's Kasha, we were able to be Miyashev. We were able to be Miyashev the Shitas Rashi from, and we're going to pick up with this tomorrow.